This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, December 18th, brought to you by Curious Plot. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Trump cabinet nominees are spending time on Capitol Hill in preparation for confirmation hearings early next year. One of those is USDA Secretary nominee Brooke Rollins. AgriPulse Lydia Johnson caught up with the Texas native and reports of positive meetings with legislators.
We have had an awesome couple days on the Hill this week. I had an amazing couple days on the Hill last week and the week before. Every meeting with both Republicans and Democrats has been extremely productive. It's been illuminating. It's been inspiring. And one of the key takeaways for me is that protecting our rural communities and protecting farmers and ranchers, it's not a Republican versus Democrat issue. It really is a bipartisan, how can we all work together? How can we all agree to elevate and honor the backbone of our country, which is our agriculture industry?
Rollins says agriculture is a regional industry, and conversations have varied depending on the legislator's constituent base.
So last night, I met with Democrat Senator Welch from Vermont, and we talked about the dairy business in Vermont. Last week, I met with Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa, and we talked about the corn growers in Iowa. The great Governor Jim Pillen from Nebraska, a little bit out of the Senate meetings, but we had a great discussion last week about water and aquifers in his beautiful state. So it really has depended on the region, and the senator had a great conversation with Senator Fetterman of Pennsylvania. Clearly, agriculture and rural communities in his state are so important.
Leaders on Capitol Hill mulling through the nearly 1,600 pages of the continuing resolution legislation now. They're marking time through that 72-hour window waiting period before Congress can vote on the measure. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley says there's plenty of work for Congress to do next year, but the CR keeps the government running till the leadership returns to the Hill.
And after those 72 hours, the House can pass it, and we can keep the government open, and we can go home for Christmas, and then come back on January 3rd and start a new Congress. It's that simple.
As a surprise to some, language that would allow year-round sales of E15 was included in the proposed legislation. Nebraska 2nd District Representative Don Bacon believed a summertime E15 waiver would be included.
We should have it. It's the biggest thing that we could do for the Midwest farmers. More important, okay, you know, it depends where you're at. You know, the disaster relief is important in other regions. But for the Midwest farmer, E15 is the most important thing we can do for the ag economy. That's the case I've been making.
Jeff Cooper with the Renewable Fuels Association said there's no environmental reason to prevent using E15 blends in the summer months.
There is plenty of evidence, whether you're talking about studies from the Department of Energy or the University of California at Riverside, or other places that show if we move from E10 to E15, there are emissions benefits to doing that. You reduce the emissions that contribute to smog formation. You reduce greenhouse gas emissions. So there is absolutely not a shred of evidence that can support the argument that somehow moving to E15 would be worse for the environment. In fact, it's quite the opposite.
Cooper said removing the summer barrier could open retail opportunities for higher ethanol blends.
If retailers have the ability to sell this fuel 365 days a year, they don't have to change labels every summer. They don't have to turn over their underground tanks and put new product in. We think we're going to see rapid adoption. In fact, retailers have told us that. We have been working with fuel retailers and marketers and jobbers for the last 15 years trying to convince them to offer these fuels to consumers. And the number one argument we hear against them adopting E15 has been, well, if we can't sell it all year long, we're not going to, you know, waste our time.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Curious Plot. Curious Plot is a full-service marketing, communications, and consulting agency. Curious Plot is driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Learn more online at curiousplot.agency. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.